It's Tuesday, March 13th. Hello, everybody. I'm Tom Turbeville, and thank you for logging on today to WTAW.com. Here's your sports. Texas A&M's defense of their national basketball title will start at 5:30 at Reed Arena on Saturday. It was announced last night. A&M is the third seed in the Raleigh Regional of the NCAA tournament. A&M will welcome Albany from New York, Arkansas from Fayetteville, and Dayton from Ohio to town for the sub-regional, meaning that Coach Gary Blair potentially could face the program that he took to the Final Four in 1998. Blair was the Razorbacks' head coach there from 1993 to 2003 before coming to A&M. The Aggies will meet 23-9 Albany Saturday. That'll be after 23-8 Arkansas meets 23-6 Dayton at 3 o'clock. The two winners will meet Monday night at 8:30 at Reed for a spot in the Sweet 16 and a trip to the Raleigh Regional. Here's Coach Gary Blair.
There probably has never been a three seed that's lost 10 games before, but what we did was scheduling, the intent to schedule, and even a couple of the teams that didn't get in, Temple and USC, when you play 21 ball games, what we've done in the Big 12. Damn, you're battle-tested. You should be rewarded by a 3C. We knew at the worst we'd be a 4. The numbers said we'd be a 3. Sometimes the politics did not have it. But I'd like to thank the committee for saying we defended the national championship by playing the type of schedule that you have to play.
Unlike last year, A&M and Baylor were not put in the same regional, and they would only meet the Bears a fourth time this year in a national title game. Baylor is the top seed in the Des Moines regional and is paired with UC Santa Barbara, Ohio State, and Florida playing in Bowling Green. The Aggies are in the same region with top seed Notre Dame, who they beat for the national title last April. Also number 2 seed Maryland and number 4 seed Georgia. Also from the Big 12, Kansas is in the Des Moines Regional, Texas and Oklahoma in the Fresno Regional, and Kansas State and Iowa State are in the Kingston, Rhode Island Regional. Now, A&M selection to the tournament was not the big news last night. Of course, that was expected. What was not expected was the news that longtime associate head coach and defensive guru Vic Schaefer apparently will be leaving his alma mater to be the new head coach at Mississippi State. He's expected to be formally named the head coach at a news conference in Starkville today at 11 o'clock. While it's been long assumed that Schaefer would someday soon be a head coach, the reports out of Mississippi that Schaefer will be introduced this morning as the new head Bulldog did catch some fans by surprise. Schaefer has been with Gary Blair for 15 years, first at Arkansas, and for the last 9 years at A&M. He was previously the head coach at Sam Houston State. He's a 1984 graduate of A&M. Schaefer takes over for Sharon Fanning Otis, who retired after 17 years at MSU. The Bulldogs were 14-13 this year. While no one, including Schaefer, is confirming the move yet, last night in an interview, Gary Blair said that Schaefer will be on the Aggie bench throughout their run in the NCAA tournament. He also said,
"It's Mississippi State's call. Every year, Vic and Kelly get offered jobs and opportunities. We knew it was going to come sometime. We will just have to wait and see. We're fixing to meet with our team in just a few minutes. The release has to come from them. Speculation always comes. It's a wonder that it's waited this late to come to y'all."
Schaefer was a finalist for the New Mexico job last year, and several years ago he was a finalist for the job at North Texas State. Well, the Aggie basketball team dropped from 5th ranking to the 8th ranking in the coaches' vote after losing 2 out of 3 to Cal Fullerton at home last weekend. They have a chance to right the ship tonight and tomorrow when they play their final non-conference games before starting Big 12 play. The Aggies will host the Bronx of UT Pan American tonight at 6:35 and tomorrow at 3:05 at Olsen Field at Bluebell Park. The teams have a long-time non-conference history, having met 74 times before. The Broncos come to town with a perfect 8-0 record. This weekend, the Aggies start Big 12 play with Kansas State coming to Bluebell Park. We'll have the UTPA games right here on 1620. High school baseball today, Bryan hosts Ellison at 2, Consols at Temple at 7, Rudder is at Manor. Softball has Bryan hosting Harker Heights at 2 and Consol at Belton at 2 o'clock. The NCAA Infractions Committee has hit North Carolina's football program with 3 years of probation, a one-year postseason ban, and a reduction of 15 scholarships following an investigation into improper benefits and academic misconduct. It also issued a three-year show cause penalty for former assistant coach John Blake, who had received personal loans from an NFL agent. Of course, that's not good news for their new head football coach, College Station native Larry Fedora. And a person familiar with the situation says the Tennessee Titans will be visiting with four-time NFL MVP Peyton Manning in his search for a new team. And that's your look at sports, everybody. I'm Tom Turpeville. Thank you for logging on today to WTAW.com.